The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts in 3 minutes-ish, is Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You all right, Nick?
Hello, happy Monday. Yes.
Happy Monday, yes. Not for people in London, by the sounds of it.
Happy tube strike Monday.
Yeah, exactly. All right, looking at the three charts today, moving on news here. It's Halo Source. They've had a trading update, and it looks to be going very well. Revenues from continued operations for the full year are expected to be not less than $2 million. So that seemed to go down well. What do you reckon on the chart, Nick? Halo.
Horrible, let's be honest. What a horrible, ugly downtrend. It looks like the November low might stick for a bit, but only if, like, we've got to clear some previous lows. So the first one is going to be that October low at 1.7, and then we've got to clear 2, which is the April 2016 low. And if we can clear those two, then we will go back to the 200-day moving average and 2.9 or 3 from here, which is double where we are. We're at, let's face it, 1.5. It's still in a downtrend at the moment. There are positive signs. I would be much more excited if we got above 2. And if we clear the 200-day at 3, then our first target is 6.4.
Right. All right. Okay, the next chart. If, yes, exactly. It's a big if there. It's only two letters long, but it's a big word. Okay, Keras Resources, KRS, and they've announced they've got further high-grade gold within the broad mineralized zones at Klondike there. So it's flagship sort of project there. So KRS on the chart, what do you reckon?
Yeah, KRS, it's popped higher, but it's come all the way back again. I'm wondering what's going on. You know, it's got to close to just have some signs of bottoming. It's got to close above 0.5, which is the 50-day moving average, because it's just stuck there. There's also 0.54 is the lows from October and the highs from December, and so that's the kind of pivot level. I'd like to see it close above that. If it does, it will go back to the 200-day and it will go back to the previous highs and the pivot level from June 2016, which is at 0.8. So that's another double, but we need to close above the 200, the 50-day to be sure, and that's at 0.54.
Yeah, okay. And you've had a request for Sirius Petroleum, SRSP, is that right?
Yes, I had a request for, had to take a look at Sirius Petroleum. Sirius Petroleum is, the RSI on this one is sort of 96.
Wow.
It's the most overbought it's ever been since 2009. But it's not at upside targets yet. It's finally closed the gap from March 2015. And the top of that gap is resistance now. That's at 1.5. If we have a similar correction to the one that we had in March of 2016, we should see a drop of about 0.3. That brings us back to a fib level, and it brings us back to the sort of July highs at 1.2. So I would look for this to consolidate its gains, pull back a bit to 1.2 before you can buy it again, because the first upside target for this stock is 2.4.
Okay, say that again. What was that level with?
2.4.
Okay,
so
wow.
I'd like a pullback. Yeah, it's like it's literally taken off.
Yeah,
it has got more upside, but it needs to come back. And it's you can't buy it here. If you're still long, I would look at maybe the 1.6 level or the 1.53 level if we stall there to take some profit. And then if you're not in this stock, I would look for a pullback to 1.2, because the first upside target is 2.4.
Marvellous. Nick, send me the charts and I'll put them on the blog page there, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, or on the company pages. You can see them there, the annotated charts. Thank you, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.